Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes. I'm calling to see because I've been charged on my from my account to your place there without my knowledge. I haven't ordered anything, and I've been charged, so I want to reimburse my money. And I don't know where you guys are getting my account number to charge me.
Yes, ma'am. So I actually work for a third-party contact center, where we do service a wide range of online merchants. However, if you'll provide me with your first and last name, I am able to take a look at the account to see if you have an
Okay. My name is Maria Poulos, M-A-R-I-A-P-O-U-L-O-S. I've been charged $59.89.
Okay. For security purposes, yes, ma'am. So for security purposes, Ms. Maria, can you verify your address, please?
22 Goodrich Way, Dryden, New York, 13053.
Thank you so much for that. So I do see here that you have the Bites Hub Nutrition app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real foods to boost your energy as well as cut sugar and carb cravings, providing you with meal plans and recipe guides to help you eat better, feel better, and do better. Bites Hub does have the monthly subscription of $59.89, but I'm showing here that you entered Bites Hub, you were enrolled into Bites Hub. You were enrolled into Bites Hub.
No, I wasn't, ma'am. I have not called anyone to order anything or enroll in this place. So you've been charging me for my checking account without my knowledge, and I don't know how you get my number. So I need to get reimbursed. I haven't ordered anything, and I haven't been there with you guys at all. Hello? Talk to you.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, now I can.
Okay. So what occurred here, Ms. Maria, is that you entered a contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. As a part of the contest entry, if you do not decline at the point of sale, then you are automatically enrolled into the Bites Hub Nutrition app.
What are you talking about? I haven't bought anything.
Okay. Do you not recall entering a contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner? It may have come through as a survey. You did a survey that offered you that.
Ma'am, I don't understand you. What are you talking about? I want my money back on my account.
Yes, ma'am. I said, did you enter a contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I don't want to win anything.
I'm saying, have you previously done it? Because it's showing that you entered a contest.
No.
It's showing
I haven't.
Okay, because it's showing that on February the 2nd, you opted into a contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And as a part of that contest entry, if you do not decline at the point of sale, then you are automatically enrolled into that Bites Hub Nutrition app. Now, of course, Ms. Maria, we definitely wouldn't want to lose you as a customer today. So what I can do is provide you with my employee discount, bringing your monthly balance to $20 a month.
No, ma'am. I want to cancel everything up, and I want my money to reimburse on my account.
Excuse me. All right. Well, bear with me one moment.
I don't want to enroll on anything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, bear with me one moment. I'll go ahead and get the account canceled. Once the account is canceled, you will not receive any more charges, nor would you have access to the app going forward. As well as I will go ahead and issue the refund back to the account in the amount of $54.89, because it does show here that their registration fee of $5 have been deducted, and that is a non-refundable.
I haven't registered. Why are you charging me for registration?
Miss Maria, you registered when you entered the contest.
I didn't enter anything. What are you talking about? When did it? No, it's never happened.
Okay, so you're stating that you never did any survey or anything of that nature to enter that contest. Okay, so
since
you're stating that this is a fraudulent transaction, Miss Maria. I have to get you over to our fraud department because we do take fraud very serious here, and we are looking to prosecute anyone who's used your account without your permission.
Exactly. That's why I want you guys to put my money back and
okay,
close everything that you have opened.
Again, yes, ma'am. So, again, Ms. Maria, what I'll have to do is cancel the account and get you transferred over to my fraud department because they will have to investigate the account, seeing as though you were not the one in which created this account, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and get the account canceled, and I'll be able to provide you with that cancellation code. As far as the refund goes, I'll have to get you over to the fraud department, and if it is shown that that this account is actually fraudulent, then, of course, they will go ahead and issue that refund back, but they do.
So what did you tell me the first time you're going to reimburse me of what?
So I was going to issue the refund in the amount of $54.89, and that's because they did take out that $5 deduction for the registration of the account, but you're stating that you never created the account, so I'll have to get you over to fraud.
Okay, so how long is somebody going to answer to me, or?
Someone definitely will answer the line. I just can't give you an estimated time on how long it will take.
Okay, just reimburse me with a $54.59, and is everything canceled, everything, like I don't want anything to do with that company.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, bear me one moment, okay?
Yeah. I never opened any app. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay. So, excuse me. As a one-time courtesy, I am actually able to waive that $5 fee. So I did go ahead and issue the full refund of $59.89. Now that the account has been canceled, you will not receive any more charges, nor would you have access to that app going forward. Whenever you're ready, I do have a confirmation of cancellation.
Yes.
Okay, so we have Sears and Charlie, 920-465621.
Okay. So 920-465621?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when I'm going to see the money back in my account?
Okay. So with the refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days before it reflects into your account.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Maria, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.